This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. A group of Cheyenne and Arapaho people held a healing run this weekend to mark the 155th anniversary of the Sand Creek Massacre. Wyoming Public Radio's Savannah Marr reports.
The runners started at the site of the massacre in southeast Colorado and ran relay style all the way to Denver. That's the same route the 3rd Colorado Cavalry marched after killing at least 200 people at Sand Creek, most of them women, children, and elders. In 1864, Cheyenne and Arapaho leaders had set up camp there to await peace talks with the territorial government. Instead, American troops invaded their camp and carried out the now infamous mass murder. Dean Wallowing Bull is Northern Cheyenne and Northern Arapaho. He has ancestors on both sides who were killed in the massacre. He says he's running to honor their memory.
They sacrificed their lives so that we can be here alive today, living. That's kind of what they want all these younger ones to know, that we wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for them.
The run concluded in Denver on Sunday night with a feast and an honoring ceremony. For National Native News, I'm Savannah Marr.
In South Dakota, two tribes have filed applications with the U.S. Department of Agriculture to start growing hemp, even though Governor Christine Noem has blocked industrial hemp from being cultivated in the state. The Argus Leader reports the Flandreau Santee Sioux and the Oglala Sioux tribe submitted their plans to grow hemp, while the Sisseton Wahpeton Sioux tribe already grew a hemp crop for the second year on the North Dakota part of its reservation. A number of tribes are moving forward with hemp growing plans under the 2018 federal farm bill, which allows the creation of such programs separate from states. The Argus Leader reports dozens of tribes, including some in South Dakota, have formed a coalition on writing hemp ordinances. The Rosebud Sioux tribe has about 10,000 acres that could grow hemp. Michael LaPointe with the tribe's Economic Development Corporation says the profit potential could be as much as $25 million. LaPointe says the tribe could create a processing facility for a variety of products, creating jobs and increasing revenues for tribal infrastructure. Democratic Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Jeff Merkley of Oregon have introduced a bill to take away the Medals of Honor awarded to soldiers who participated in the Wounded Knee Massacre in South Dakota. The Washington Post reports the legislation is a companion bill to one introduced this year in the House of Representatives. Warren said it was a step toward righting wrongs against Native peoples. The Post reports the massacre took place when the U.S. Army's 7th Cavalry opened fire on hundreds of Lakota tribal members on December 29, 1890, killing as many as 400, many of them women and children. The Medals of Honor have been criticized for some time. The National Congress of American Indians has issued resolutions since 1997 to have them revoked. In 2001, the Cheyenne River Sioux passed a similar resolution. Congress did issue a formal apology in 1990, but has not offered any reparations. In Washington, the Macaw tribe is seeking a waiver from federal law to restart a traditional whale hunt. The Los Angeles Times reports a trial held last month could dictate whether the tribe can harvest up to 20 gray whales over the next 10 years. The Macaw live in the northwest corner of the Olympic Peninsula, and they're asking the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration for a waiver from the Marine Mammal Protection Act. They have the support of the federal government and tribal communities around the world. The Macaw argue an 1855 treaty grants them the right to hunt whales, but several environmental and animal welfare groups oppose any plans to hunt them, raising concerns about whales currently dying off in large numbers along the Pacific coast for inexplicable reasons. The parties made their arguments at a trial in Seattle last month. An administrative law judge is expected to submit a report with his opinion in January to the federal government. There will then be public comment, and NOAA will decide whether to grant the waiver the Macaw seek. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by AARP. What AARP does might surprise you, like sponsoring the National American Indian Housing Council Conference in Las Vegas, Nevada, December 9th and 10th. Information at aarp.org. Support by Freedom Lodge, inviting you to the 200-hour Intertribal Historical Trauma Masterclass 2020, when you can learn a body-based approach to trauma reconciliation. There is no charge for tribal members. Registration deadline is March 2nd at freedomlodge.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.